It's Lions coach Dan Campbell saying he may be changing his mind. Maybe he plays some of his starters in this game. Maybe not. The next 3 days are going to determine it. I look at it as this. Guys, back in the long ago, starters used to play in game three. They would play at least a quarter to maybe a half. There's only three preseason games now. This would technically be that game where you would play your starters for about a half. Let me offer
you my settlement. Dan Campbell may change course and play starters. Now, I'm a hardliner. I wouldn't play any of them. You're a Super Bowl team. You've earned the right to just be bubble wrapped. But what if I did this? What if I am allowed to sit four players? I want to sit the following. You can play all other starters. I will sit Jared Goff. I will sit Amon-Ra St. Brown. I will sit Penei Sewell. And I will sit Aiden Hutchinson. Those four. You allow me to sit those four. Play everybody else as long as you like.
Okay.
You get the airline miles. There you go. Go comatose.
Right.
So talk to me. Is that a fair settlement?
No, I think that is a fair settlement. It would show you. I like that, Mike, especially on the offensive line, because it gives you a chance to see what would happen. Like, we don't want it to happen, but if Sewell couldn't play, how would you guys function in a game that, you know, if you lose it, it's okay? It gives your Nate Sudfeld a real offensive line, so we'll see what you are. Because, David, I know a lot of people are like anti-Nate. Maybe he looks better with a real offensive line blocking in front of him. Maybe he looks better if he could turn the ball and hand it off to Jahmyr Gibbs and let Gibbs do something. So why you just keep shaking your head no, David?
No, because I'm not accepting that deal. Zeitler's already dealing with an injury. I don't need Ragnow or Decker out there who are already long in the tooth. I don't need them. Sorry, I can't accept that deal.
Okay. David can't accept it. Take you know that.
What? I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to get myself to zero. Don't talk to me while I'm eating.
Want to charge the batteries?
Right.
I don't want to talk about what happened last night because it will only make me upset. Kimo Sabe's going to get some flavor.
Right.
It's one of the great, again, another comedy that they wouldn't make today because the woke police would freak out and every actor in the film would get canceled.
Yes, especially the scene before the breakfast scene. Yes.
A little difficult. Todd, the painting was a gift. All right. Kenny, have you ever seen Wedding Crashers? I'm making sure because that is 20 years
yes,
old.
Yes, that is within my scope of movie watching, yes.
Excellent. Great film.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. They don't make comedies like that anymore. We miss them. David, what do the ticket texters have to say?
Tom in Detroit says, do not play the starters in all caps. It would be unforgivable to lose key guys in a season who get injured in games that don't count. O-line depth isn't there this year for the Lions, and Holmes needs to bring in a real backup quarterback, someone says. Those two things have me slightly concerned.
But maybe your backup quarterback looks a lot better if he had a real offensive line in front of him that you wouldn't be as concerned because you're like, oh, it was just because the other five guys blow. But he looks good when he has real starters in front of him.
If Dan is going to give the starters reps, can he also stop doing the fourth down every time thing? We have to determine if we have a kicker or not, Tom, in Flat Rock.
No, I think, Tom, you just need to get comfortable. He ain't changing. You can scream till you're blue in the face. He is going to use the math. And the math, not Dan Campbell, the math says go for it way more than you're comfortable with. You're just going to have to submit. Now, look. We'll argue about the NFC title game till we're blue in the face. I wanted him to take the points one time. But factually speaking, the defenders win the argument because two drop passes lost you that game. Not passing on two field goals. If Josh Reynolds catches one ball, we're good.
Someone's simply saying, what worked last year? Whatever worked last year, I would do it again this year. So that means don't start him.
Yeah, but here's the other angle. If he doesn't like what he's seeing in practice, if he doesn't like what he's seeing in camp, and I don't know this factually, I'm just giving you an idea. This is a way to send a message. This is a way to jumpstart things.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, if he was going to play starters, you can't put your quarterback out there. Can't. No? You want to fight me on that?
Not him.
He's got that stupid look on his face.
No, not at all. I'm good.
What's your problem?
I think you can't put your quarterback out there. I mean, here's the bottom line. It's football, guys. And for everybody, well, what if you get hurt? Man, you can get hurt at any time. So you can't have that mentality of being so afraid of what about this and what about that?
You're right, but they have no backup. And of course, everyone knows if your quarterback goes down, you're done. I get that. But they have no backup.
I disagree.
Hendon Hooker's amazing.
I disagree because, David, I disagree because if this was a concern, they would have addressed it. So they believe they have the right people. So it's just like every year I'm like, hey, can you guys draft some D linemen? No, we like who we have. It's just to the point now where I'm like, you know what? I can't tell you how to run your house.
Let's go to Harrison, 97.1. Hi, Harrison. How you doing?
Good. For starters, on like in terms of – do we play any starters in the preseason? To quote Cat Williams, no.
Agree.
You actually brought up a good point right before you put me on here. Mm-hmm. I think it's more Dan Campbell trying to send a message. Camp is grueling. They're human beings. You get a lazy day or two, and maybe he gets a little ornery, and he holds this over their heads and says, hey, you know what? If you guys keep messing around, I'm going to put you out there, and you're going to have to go out there and work and risk something. Now, I think Dan Campbell's a smart man, and this is just him trying to get good practices out of this week. So hopefully that's the case. Or he thinks Nate Sudfeld is such irreparable garbage that he feels bad for the guys trying to make the roster with Nate Sudfeld out there with them.
Well,
he wants to maybe put Isaiah Williams out there for one series with Jared Goff or something.
And listen, I'm not Harrison, I think you understand the speed I run at. I'm not going to yell and scream about the backup. It's just, if Hendon Hooker can't beat Nate Sudfeld, I once again, it reinforces the idiocy of the pick. It just didn't make sense then. It doesn't make sense now. And the window for it to make sense is closing. So,
well, he can't play because he's in concussion protocol.
No, I'm saying just in totality.
Oh, I got you.
This idea of Nate Sudfeld being a thing. Nate Sudfeld shouldn't be here. And I'm with Rico. They don't value the position, but then they went counterclockwise and blew a third-round pick on one. I'll never make sense of it. If you're telling me you don't value it, I'm not mad at you. I don't think a lot of teams do. And the reality is, if Goff goes down, if Purdy goes down, your season's over. But even now, I don't have this ability to go nuts about it. It just... I can't play Jared Goff. I can't do it.
See, I think you can play Jared Goff for a series. I think you can play Jared Goff for two, work on the timing, and then get him out the game.
He gets hurt, I blame you. That's all I'm saying. If he gets blame you.
That is the dumbest mentality to have. Not saying that you guys are dumb, but you can't say that. Well, if you get hurt, it's football, man. It happens. Okay? If not, let's go ahead and put the flags on them and play flag football, and we'll just bring this here 4 years earlier and not wait for the Olympics.
I hear you, and I understand, because Kyle Hamilton for the Ravens just got hurt in practice. You're right. Things happen. It's football. You're going out there. It's a physical sport.
Right.
Somebody gets their ankle rolled up in practice.
They shouldn't be practicing. Guys, it happens. But if you're going in there with that mentality, and I don't think that – look, I don't know Dan Campbell, but I'm sure he does not have that mentality of, well, I'm worried about these guys getting injured. No, you got to go out there and show me what you have. And yes, in previous years, this was the game that everybody would be playing. This was the game that most people would actually pay attention to, and you actually wanted to go to the third preseason game because it would give you a taste of what the team was going to be like.
Dave, if you take a text, we'll move on. Just thought it was interesting audio from Dan Campbell. Will he follow through with it? If so, who? He knows how to play the media game. He knows messaging. I have a lot of doubts you'd see a ton of starters out there, but it was worth the conversation. It is. And every time I look, even collegiately, like starting to get into the groove with Cash the Ticket, like Reuben Owens, Texas A&M starting running back, training camp, dead. Notre Dame's left tackle, dead. Like, you just, these are the types of injuries you do everything in your power to avoid. So, by keeping you out of live fire versus people that'll be lucky to work at an oil change next week, that's part of my deal. You would have to explain the value in it. I don't get the value. And I also, look, I admit this.
See, I think the value to me, Mike, is working on your timing because you're starting the year off with the two teams you eliminated from the playoffs who are a little salty at you, and they probably want revenge. The same way you want revenge on the 49ers, the Rams and the Bucks, they want revenge on you.
I agree. Then we have to get into, are the Bucks playing their starters or are the Rams playing their starters? I don't know. I feel like this team's good enough. They just don't need it. David, go ahead.
Play the defense, bubble wrap the offense. The young new players that could use the reps against the top quarterback in the game is what I want to see. Someone says, hey, David, if they play somebody and they get hurt, then yes, we could be mad. Rico says it's football. Exactly. That's why you sit them. Because Kansas City is playing starters, there's an opportunity to get the reps with the young starters. I would love to see Ennis Rakestraw against their number one receiver. That's what I want to see.
See, this is where I feel like fans have a derangement. Like you're going to be able to ascertain anything from the Chiefs running their most vanilla skeleton playbook. It just, you know what? God bless. Go live in that world. They're making determinations on reps in practice. These games, you want to talk about the last guy making the team? I'll give it to you. But when you are a first, a second round draft pick, you're not going to change a whole lot in the preseason. The team clearly has an investment in you. The team clearly has a plan for you. It's all about what you're doing day in, day out. I hate the preseason. I wish we'd get rid of it in some total. If it were up to me, there'd be no preseason.
I feel you.
Training camp would be 2 months long. You do a bunch of joint practices, and we'll see you for the opener. These preseason games are nothing more than a grift by owners to get more money out of these people who already pay through the nose. Sorry. Apologize. David, we're good. 248-539-9797.